Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. State fire officials say human error caused the natural gas explosion in downtown Springfield that injured 18 people and damaged 42 buildings around the city's entertainment district on Friday. The state fire marshal says a utility worker for Columbia Gas, dispatched to investigate reports of a gas odor inside a strip club late Friday, accidentally punctured a high-pressure pipeline while searching for the leak. City leaders in Springfield, who've been rebuilding following the tornado that hit the state's third-largest city in June of last year, are still assessing all the damage from this blast. Patrick Johnson is a reporter for the newspaper, the Springfield Republican, also a reporter for MassLive.com. Good morning, Patrick, and thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Patrick, you were on the scene on Friday night. Describe the damage.
It was extensive. When it happened, I was at the Republican offices about a quarter mile away. I was actually on the phone with the fire department's public information guy, who was at the scene, because I had just posted on our website, MassLive.com, a story about the road being shut down because they were investigating this gas leak. And while I was on the phone with him, there was the explosion. And he started screaming, oh, my God, the thing exploded. And then our building shook really bad, worse than it shook a month earlier when we had that earthquake. I immediately grabbed my coat and my bag and ran out the door and could see the cloud from a quarter mile away, the smoke cloud. And as I got closer, you'd see the debris associated with what you would expect from a bomb going off. There's glass all over the place. Buildings a block away, 6-7-story buildings, had all the windows shattered. And as I got right up to the scene, the place where this strip club was, it simply wasn't there anymore.
There were just 18 injuries in this explosion and no fatalities. Given what you described, were you and were officials feeling, in a way, kind of lucky?
Oh, absolutely. It's the same as when the tornado came through town a year ago. I mean, there was no fatalities in Springfield from that either. And officials at the scene and then just bystanders in both instances were absolutely stunned with that. And in this case in particular, I mean, it's right in the center of downtown. Just a few hours earlier, there was the annual Thanksgiving parade where you have thousands of spectators. If it had happened then, you know, it would have been catastrophic. And a few hours later, right in this place where there's lots of bars and restaurants, they call the entertainment district, there would have been thousands of more people. I mean, they did a great thing by evacuating the scene when they did. So, yeah, incredibly lucky.
What's the impact on businesses in the area, the lingering impact? Do you think that it'll be tough to reopen in that area today?
I'm not sure. I think people are still scoping out the damage. Certainly, the two businesses across the street are gone, the moving company and the tire place. Those were heavily damaged. I'm not sure if people really know what the economic scope is going to be. I mean, there's going to be some impact, certainly.
And what's Columbia Gas Company been saying?
They've been saying they're working with the city, they're working with the state to find the answers and all that sort of stuff. There's also a question about the lines from the building were mismarked somehow, so the guy who was doing the probes didn't expect there to be a gas line where it was. That has to be looked into.
Reporter Patrick Johnson, thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Oh, not a problem.
Patrick Johnson is a reporter for the Springfield Republican newspaper and for MassLive.com. Check out WBUR's new opinion page, Cognoscenti, today, how to bring sanity to budgeting and avoid the fiscal cliffs of the future. That and more today on Cognoscenti, Thinking That Matters, at WBUR.org. Major funding for Cognoscenti is provided by the Babson College MBA.